Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
And damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for almost three decades. And today, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 2 hours of combat sports. First hour, we'll talk professional boxing, of course. Superman in action last night. Actually, really not Superman. He calls himself Superman. Adonis Stevenson, the world light heavyweight champion, in action last night. And, of course, in the world of MMA, a shocker. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Renan Barreiro hadn't lost a fight since 2005. Got lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Sacramento, California's. I'm talking about the guy from Team Alpha Male, the gym up there with Uriah Faber. TJ Dillashaw just took Renan Barreiro apart for five rounds. We'll talk about that. That is the biggest upset, I think, in the past 3 or 4 years as far as the world of MMA is concerned. A bigger upset than Chris Weidman knocking out Anderson Silva the first time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk, RingTalk. You can join us on the toll-free. You're prerogative. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live, airing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
I thought I would knock him out in the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 is going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound. I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. I could knock you out.
Who are some of the
Bernard Williker, you could get some, baby. You could get some too, Brian Booth. Jimmy Paul, Tommy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's my show time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, your inside look into the world of boxing. The following hour, on many of these same Sports Byline affiliate stations, you'll hear Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version. This is the boxing hour. The next hour is the MMA version. Of course, UFC 173 front page news with the upset of Renan Braille, the longtime UFC 135-pound champion. So we'll talk about that big time in hour number two. Last night, Adonis Stevenson, originally from Haiti, then Montreal, Canada, made his way to Detroit a little bit, trained at the Kronk Gym, calls himself the last active Kronk fighter. Of course, Kronk Gym being the gym that Emmanuel Stewart started with Prentice Byrd back in the late 1970s, early 1970s as an amateur boxing club. He developed the talents like Tommy Hearns and Milton McCrory and Jimmy Paul. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is the Kronk Gym was something special. And now, since Emmanuel's passed now, a year and a half ago, October, I think, I believe, 2012, Kronk really isn't Kronk anymore, and the only guy carrying the Kronk colors anymore is this young man by the name of Adonis Stevenson. Actually, not so young, 36 years old. He is now 24-1, 21 KOs. Last night, he basically whooped on a guy by the name of Andres Funfero, now out of Chicago, originally out of Poland, for most of the fight. I mean, for 8 rounds, it was like 8-0. I mean, it was just like a shutout. I mean, the Polish guy wasn't in the fight. In the 9th round, the Polish guy got to Stevenson, hit him with a left hand, sort of stunned him with that, and then drilled him to the canvas with a right hand, okay? This was his opportunity to win the fight. When you are the opponent, when you are brought in to lose, when you are brought in by the promoter saying, you know what, I think my guy can look good against this guy, win, and set up a bigger fight later on, and that's what they were trying to do last night. I mean, this guy was like a 15, maybe an 8 to 10 to 1 underdog, Fonterra. Okay, but Fonterra dropped him in the 9th round. And you know what he said in the post-fight press conference? Well, I didn't want to punch myself out, so I didn't really go for it. What an idiot. When you're the opponent, when you're the chosen one, when you're the sacrificial lamb, and that's what the English broadcasters from the UK listening, I listened on Box Watch and on Box Nation last night, They were saying he was the sacrificial lamb. Yes, he was. But he had his chance. And when you're in the opponent, you don't get too many opportunities. That little door opened just for a second, and he didn't try to finish Stevenson. He just didn't go for it. So his lack of being a world-class fighter, it came out right then and there. Not a finisher. He had his guy hurt. There was a couple of minutes left in the round. He should have finished Stevenson off, and he would have been the linear light heavyweight champion of the world today. Now, as far as Adonis Stevenson's concerned, and Fonfara drops to 25-3 with 15 KOs. Chicago, originally out of Warsaw, Poland. Now, as far as Stevenson's concerned, he had the contract to fight Sergey Kovalev. He is the WBO title holder, I believe. He's 25-0, 22 KOs, somewhere around there. Anyway, he's a monster. I think that he beats Adonis Stevenson. People say to me, well, Adonis is the linear, recognized world light heavyweight champion, of course, by boxing historians and by Ring Magazine, et cetera. Fighter of the Year 2013 with 3 knockouts and 3 defenses. More power to him, okay? But what has he brought to the dance lately? Last night, he didn't look like Superman to me. He looked like an old guy. And guess what? If he was Superman, do you know what Roberto Duran would have done? If you'd have knocked him down in the 9th round, caught him with a lucky shot or knocked him down, he'd have got up and tried to murder you for the rest of the round, for the rest of the fight. He'd have tried to get that knockout. He'd have went for it, okay? Stevenson didn't go for it. He was willing to win the 12-round decision. And, of course, that's a win, but, oh, I hurt my hand in the 2nd round. I looked at his hand pretty good last night. In fact, I even froze one of the frames in the TV to look at his hand. It didn't look swollen to me. Didn't look like he had any knuckles were broken or anything like that. So I don't know if he was offering up lame excuses for I wouldn't call it a subpar performance because he won every round but the 9th round. But the 9th round, he got dropped. And if Sergey Kovalev hits him like that, he's not going to get up, let alone, you know, be able to continue the fight. It's going to be over. Kovalev hits that hard. I'll never forget with Nathan Cleverley, the undefeated then WBO title holder from the UK, what he said after the 1st round with Sergey Kovalev. He sat down on the stool, looked up at his trainer and said, he hits hard. Yes, he hits hard. I think he's the hardest hitting light heavyweight out there. And he's really the real guy at 175. I don't think Stevenson is. I think Stevenson showed some technical improvements last night, not holding the right jab so low as he has in the past, brought it up just a little bit so it wasn't really a push jab or an up jab or anything like that. So he did improve in that manner, but straight up, I think he's got flaws that can be exploited, knocking that jab down and hitting him with right hands. I think that's a possibility, and I think a good fighter will study films and be able to realize that, you know, Kovalev, yeah, he can beat Stevenson. Now, Stevenson can beat Kovalev. I'm not saying it's going to be a one-sided fight. I'm trying to say is I would favor Kovalev to win this fight and probably by knockout within 8 or 9 rounds. I just don't think Stevenson can stand up to the impact of the punches. Because I told you about this kid Kovalev. I was watching him when he was like 4-0 or 5-0, and I was up in the cheap seats at one of the big hotels, the MGM Grand, the Mandalay Bay, something like that in Vegas. And I was sitting with some friends, and boom, boom, boom. You're hearing these body shots land like, you know, way, way up at the top of the arena. And you say to yourself, what's going on here? Well, the ring wasn't mic'd up yet. That's how hard this guy hit in an empty arena that you could hear it all the way up there in the cheap seats. So I think Kovalev is a real deal at 175, just like I think Gennady Golovkin's a real deal at 160. I mean, the undefeated WBA fighter, of course, these fighters from the former Soviet Republic, they're outstanding. They're hungry. I mean, when you have to wipe your butt with a rock instead of toilet paper, guess what? You learn to get hungry. You fight your way out of that. That's what boxing was all about here in the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s in the United States. Jews fighting their way out of the ghetto. Italians fighting their way out of the ghetto. Black guys fighting their way out of the ghetto. I mean, it was just, that was an opportunity to get out. It was an opportunity to make money in a time where you really couldn't make money in this country. Of course, the Depression, everybody was out of work, except a few boxers here and there. Some guys made a few bucks now and then, and as far as the Depression was concerned in boxing. But straight up, when you look at the overall picture and the historical aspect of the game, most boxers don't make any money. I would say less than 10% probably make a living at it, and probably about 15 to 20% maybe set themselves up for life as far as pensions are concerned. I remember one guy, Roberto Duran, had a pension set up where he was going to get $100,000 a year after he was 50. Or no, maybe after he was 40. $100,000 a year. Carlos Zuleta, his manager, his original manager down there in Panama, set up this annuity, this trust for him, and they put this money in when he was like in 1974, 75, somewhere around there, started putting this money in this fund for Duran. And by the time he was 40, he would have got $100,000 a year, okay? But he broke into the annuity. The only guy I know that didn't break into the annuity is Todd Foster. I think Todd Foster gets like $5,000 a month or something like that. And, of course, he was a, 1988? Was he a 1988 Olympian? I think he was, 1988 Olympian. Anyway, he could crack. He was from the Midwest. He had a good left hook to the body. I remember him. He was another guy you can sit up in a cheap seat there at the Concord Pavilion, that outdoor arena where the Olympic trials was held in 1988, and you hear him crack with the cheap seats. But he didn't dip into his annuity fund or his pension fund, and neither did Mark Breland. I think Mark Breland's getting $100,000 a year as well. Shelley Finkel set that up for him. Mark Breland's got the first dime he ever made. Mark Breland is not a dumb guy. Of course, he's one of the most successful amateurs of all time, the world amateur champion. Only lost one fight, and I think he avenged that one loss as an amateur. Didn't develop into the professional that we thought he would, even though he captured the WBA title. He had some shaky defenses, and of course, there was a time when he got knocked in Pedro's lap up there at the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California, when the HBO cameras have me catching him essentially falling out of the ring when Jorge Vaca, one of the best-looking men to ever come into the sport of boxing. I mean, this man's, you talk about handsome, you look up Jorge Vaca on the internet, folks. Jorge Vaca, look him up, former WBC welterweight champion who somehow beat Lloyd Hunnigan. Talk about a handsome guy. He is. Anyway, he knocked Mark Breland through the ropes and almost into my lap up there in Sacramento, California. That was sort of the end of Mark Breland as far as a fighter is concerned. Now he trains Deontay Wilder. Now, of course, Deontay Wilder is, what, 32-0, 32 knockouts. And, of course, he's coming off that controversial knockout of Malik Scott. And I think it's controversial because Larry Merchant called it iffy. I mean, what does he mean by that? What does he mean, iffy? Yeah, iffy. What does that mean? It means it's a little iffy. You know, it was a little off. There's something amiss there. It didn't look right. It didn't, if you were like chugging down some milk, it would have been sour. That little bit of milk would have been sour. That just didn't look right. The punches that Deontay Wilder landed, they were glancing blows. They weren't solid. Malik Scott went down like he had been shot from the grassy knoll with a high-powered rifle. Okay, there was no need for that. I think he was acting. I think he was doing his little thing for the Emmy Awards for 2014, the ESPY Awards, or whatever what they call it. And at the end of the night, though, Deontay Wilder is still 32-0. But is he the real deal? Larry Merchant doesn't think so. Not yet. He says he's got to prove himself. Well, when does he prove himself? When he takes on Berman Stiverne, the current WBC heavyweight title holder. Of course, the man that beat Chris Arreola almost to death just about 2 weeks ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little tower of power with the message, you ought to be having fun. Today we'll have Carnival in San Francisco. I used to direct the security for Carnival for the police department back in the 80s, so it's going to be fun. Great day. Happy Memorial Day. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Wasn't the ref supposed to let him touch girls at the last round?
Cleaners of boxers become famous. Managers seldom do. There's a not all that well-known manager in boxing named Samson Lukewicz. A dozen years ago, he brought a Filipino fighter to American shores. His name was Manny Pacquiao. Years later, Lukewicz, looking for yet another diamond in the rough, went to Spain and found a fighter named Sergio Martinez. What a talent scout Samson Lukewicz is.
One of the best.
Both Top Rank and Golden Boy had the chance to sign Martinez. Both passed. That's why promoter Lou DiBella has his crown jewel.
Question now is, did Chavez find something in that 11th round that helped him salvage this event somehow? Show what he's made of. Give these fans something to cheer about. He hurt Martinez with that right hand.
Very much. But Martinez doesn't want to run and doesn't want to cover. He wants to fight. Blood streaming from Martinez's right eye. Or left eye.
Half a round left.
Plenty of time.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
With Pedro Fernandez.
Dave's not here.
Beretta.
Don't go.
Remember the theme? Beretta? Robert Blake? You know he did his wife, right? You know it. I mean, that was a little shady, man. Anyway, civilly he was found guilty, but a criminal jury found him not guilty, I believe. And it wasn't Sampson that brought Manny Pacquiao to the United States. It was Burlingame, California attorney Sidney Hall who brought Manny Pacquiao to the United States. So I don't know how Sampson keeps getting all these props, but it was Sidney Hall that brought him over. The bottom line is Sidney's quite a mind. Of course, a legal genius down there in one beautiful place, Burlingame, California. Now, last night, of course, it was the light heavyweight linear. When I say linear, I mean the recognized world champion, linear light heavyweight champion, Adonis Stevens. I said 24-0, 20 KOs. Some say 21 KOs. I say it's 21. He was a winner, and it wasn't all that impressive. I mean, he won 11 of the 12 rounds, but he should have finished this guy. When you're in there against a guy that is a pole, and I don't mean that he's Polish. I mean, he stands up straight up like a pole. You should be able to batter him. You can close your eyes and hit him at will, okay? And Stevenson did that, but he just couldn't capitalize and do the finish. Anyway, David Lemieux, the top, I think he's the number 13 ranked middleweight in the WBC, 12 in the WBO, number IBF's number 7. Anyway, he can punch a little bit, 32-2, 30 KOs, destroyed former world title challenger Fernando Guerrero, now 26-3, 19 KOs. He just sort of quit. I mean, he got dropped a couple times. He said to himself, you know what, I'm going to fight that. I probably can't win, so I'm not going to deal with this. I'm getting out of here. And the guy that beat Abner Maris. Remember Abner Maris, undefeated? I mean, everybody was thinking, man, this guy's going to be one of these pound-for-pound greats. They had him on the list, pound-for-pound, top 10, all that kind of stuff. And boom, journeyman, or thought to be journeyman type, Johnny Gonzalez, who spells his name J-H-O-N-N-Y, Gonzalez. Now 56-8, 48 KOs. Retained the WBC, the green featherweight belt with a 10-round technical knockout. Take that back. 10-round technical decision over Clive Atwell, who's now 12-1-1 with 7 KOs. That was Saturday night in the convention center in Acapulco, Mexico. Of course, it was halted because of a cut by a bad clash to the head of Gonzalez. The bottom line was he was ahead 99-89, 96-92, and 99-98-80. So Gonzalez is looking good. He's looking for that rematch with Maris, and he's a guy that I thought was on the way out. I really didn't think Johnny would be able to step up and ever do it again. I really didn't think he was all that good the first time around. I mean, but nah, you know, he's put on some pounds. He's put on some age. And guess what? He's doing okay. 55-6, 48 KOs, looking for that fight, of course, with Mr. Abner Maris. Now, next week, this is a big fight. Carl Froch taking on Carl Groves. Of course, these guys are hooked. George Groves hooking it up one more time. The first fight, Froch won late. Groves was winning that fight in the scorecards. But, you know, Froch came back. Froch's the real deal. And just like Andre Ward said, you know, he's a guy that comes to fight. He talks a good game, and he usually delivers. He's always in good shape. But Groves seemed to have had his number that night. So they'll have the rematch next Saturday on HBO Championship Boxing. So HBO's going, I guess, to the UK. Be a great night of boxing. Don't miss that. And I think that Froch is going to set the stage for a fight again with Andre Ward, because Andre Ward seems to be a guy without any opponents. I mean, he's just not hearing anything about the 2004 Olympian. I mean, like, he sort of like fell off the, not on the radar screen. I mean, when people talk about boxing nowadays, you don't ever hear him bring up Andre Ward. He's the undefeated world 168-pound super middleweight champion. Now, I know some people put discount in the super, in the junior divisions, like they don't recognize, like, you know, super welterweight and things like that. They think there should be the original eight divisions: flyweight, bantamweight, featherweight, lightweight, welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight. Okay, well, things aren't that way anymore. I mean, guys are just too big when you have weight classes that too far apart. I think the USC is proving that, and we'll talk about that in hour number two in the MMA hour, how big how big Renan Barrera was over TJ Dillashaw last night. Just looked like a weight division bigger than him, but they were both the same weight weighing in. But of course, Barrera puts on weight and he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. Can't wait for hour number two. Now, HBO Championship Boxing, we talked about Miguel Cotto, and of course, aired that little clip there coming in about Sergio Martinez, the reigning world middleweight champion. Of course, originally out of Argentina, then he went to Spain. Now he's living in Oxnard, California. Lou DiBella's promoting him. He's a good fighter, but he's old. I mean, he's like 39 years old. And I think that Julio Cesar Chavez hurt him because he pushed him. He just pushed him. He pushed him down, and he hurt his knee, and he had to have surgery and things like that. So I just don't think he'll ever be the fighter that he once was, because he's getting old and he's had these injuries. So when he takes on Miguel Cotto June 7th on pay-per-view, from the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, New York City, HBO pay-per-view. I think that, you know, Cotto's a live underdog, but is Cotto going to win? Probably not. I think that, you know, Sergio Martinez got enough to get around Miguel Cotto. Miguel Cotto beaten by Austin Trout, of course. Austin Trout's manager on the line yesterday, Bob Spagnuolo, saying Austin's got a fight coming up in July. They'll announce it in the coming weeks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or tweet us. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Brady, why don't you try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred? Do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named, Jesus Alvarez.
Hey, Bob, that's pronounced Jesus.
Well, he spelled it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
I know, but you don't say it that way.
Well, if they know he's going to be a fighter, why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was going to be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was going to be a carpenter. Ooh, look at that left hook. I bet you won't know
picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth. Greedy, how could she break all of his teeth? His teeth were in the glass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
When all else fails, I got to groove. Rocko, baby.
Great Larry Bragg's on lead for Tower of Power. He's been replaced. Of course, Larry was there 12 years. I discovered Larry, I did, when he was a band. He was with a band called Executive Suite, and I did some emceeing for them, doing some stand-up comedy at a club down on the Fisherman's Wharf back in the late 1990s. And, of course, Larry made his break with Tower of Power, spent 12 years with them. Now he's going to try to do a solo thing, More Power to Larry. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing this hour. Of course, this next hour will switch to the world of the UFC, MMA. We'll even talk a little Evicta. The bottom line is, Madonna Stevenson is a world light heavyweight champion, okay? He doesn't want to fight Sergey Kovalev. He really doesn't. I mean, he had a contract to fight Sergey Kovalev. It's in court right now. Kovalev's promoter, Kathy Dubas, says she has a signed bout agreement from the Canadian promoter and Adonis Stevenson to fight Sergey Kovalev. Of course, they were going to do this on HBO, have a unification match where Stevenson ran over to Al Haymon, signed up with Al Haymon, and ran over to Showtime, because Al Haymon only puts his guys on Showtime, I believe, for the most part. And Al Haymon has put together a, I guess he's going to put together a defense fund or defend Adonis Stevenson in this lawsuit against him by you know, Kovalev and main events, Kathy Duva, the CEO. I it's the way it's got to be. I mean, if you had a guy and you knew that signing him and bringing him over to another network was going to cause a certain lawsuit, you must have some type of leverage or something like that, or you must be pretty cocky, one or the other. But the bottom line is Al Haymon is running the show. Al Haymon, Mr. Mystery, the sequestered Al Haymon, the mystery man. The guy who calls you from an unlisted number, a restricted number, you don't have his phone number, he just calls you, and he is the roller, I mean, he's the shot caller in boxing. If boxing was a prison, he'd be the guy right now calling all the shots. I'm talking about Al Haymon, of course. He advises Floyd Mayweather, he advises a lot of guys, and right now he is the most powerful man in the sport of boxing as far as managers, promoters, you put it all together, he's the guy. He sort of does it all, and I think that main events is alleging that in that lawsuit, but that's going to be a good fight. Al Haymon and Kathy Duva when they hook it up in court, because Kathy doesn't lose too often. I believe Kathy went to law school with her ex, her late husband, Dan Duva, the man, of course, that founded Main Events Monitor with his father, Lou Duva, back in the days and in the late 1970s. And, of course, they signed the 1984 Olympic team, almost all of them, Meldrick Taylor, the aforementioned Mark Breland, Tyrell Biggs. I can go on and on. But, you know, they were the ones that came up with the concept of pay-per-view. I mean, what we know as everyday normal life, pay-per-view, watching a fight on TV and paying a certain amount of money to watch it. Well, they started that back in September of 1981, did Dan Duva, when he put the first Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns, welterweight unification match from Las Vegas, the 15-rounder, he put it on pay-per-view for $21.95 in limited homes across the country. And guess what? It worked. And all the promoters were telling him, it's not going to work. You're going to kill boxing. Bob Arum, remember, was up on his soapbox. Don King was up on the soapbox. Big fat Cedric Kushner, he was up on two soapboxes. He was so big back in the day before he had that stomach-reducing surgery. But, no, they were all screaming. This was going to ruin the sport. Now this is the bloodline of the sport. This is how these guys make money. If it wasn't for pay-per-view, they wouldn't be making the money that they make. Floyd Mayweather would not make the money that he makes 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever the hell, 80 million bucks, whatever he's making, he wouldn't make it without pay-per-view. Because I've explained the pay-per-view to World 2 before and how the cable company, they go out and they essentially do all the advertising. They do all the advertising for you. They promote the fight for you, okay? And they keep half, which is sort of cool. Because if you're pulling in, suppose you pull in 80 million bucks. Well, guess what? You get 40, the promotion gets 40, and the TV people, the cable people get 40, okay, if split it up 50-50. And when you look at a fight like, you know, Manny Pacquiao maybe and Floyd Mayweather, if it was ever to happen. I don't think it will. I think that would do a couple of million buys on pay-per-view, no question about it. And I think the Canelo Alvarez and Floyd Mayweather fight came in second as far as all-time pay-per-view buys behind the Oscar De La Hoya Floyd Mayweather hug fest of 2007. So, I mean, Floyd's done some things on pay-per-view. He just hasn't delivered the entertainment. I just, if he was a porno movie, people would fall asleep. There is no happy ending. I mean, him wanting a 12-round decision is almost a foregone conclusion. We don't want to see it. We want to see him in some type of peril. We want to see him in some type of challenge. We want to see him tested. Okay, he said he's brought his C game and beat everybody thus far with his C game, and he's never even had to break out his A game. Well, I don't know if that's the truth. He could be talking a little bit of smack there, but he is 36, almost 37 years old, okay? He's been around a long time, a pro since 1996, boxing since 1991, so that's a long time. And whether he's not taking a lot of, whether he's taken a lot of punishment or not, and he hasn't taken a lot of punishment, the fact is, you know, his body's wearing down. I mean, he's getting old. He can't keep training, especially the way he trains. He trains like a monster. He really does. He really puts forth the work, the effort in the gym, and he stays pretty slim between fights and things like that. So he's pretty dedicated as far as his craft is concerned, okay? So the guy deserves props for that, no question about that. I mean, there's no Roberto Duran or Floyd Mayweather where he gets fat and out of shape. The only time I ever saw Mayweather out of shape, he was sparring, and I saw this on a YouTube video with Paul Spadafora, the former IBF lightweight champion, 135-pound champion out of Pittsburgh, PA, the Steel City. The Cougars call him the Steel City Kid, okay? But Spadafora and Mayweather were sparring in a Las Vegas gym, and Spadafora was a southpaw and was just lighting them up, just lighting them up. And Floyd was all out of shape. Floyd wasn't too happy about it. And, of course, that's when I got Spadafora and Floyd on the show at the same time and put them both, like, toe-to-toe. Ah, it was pretty funny. Floyd wasn't too happy about that, but he didn't hang up. I mean, I heard other guys hang up. I remember when Woody Hayes, the old football coach from the Ohio State days. Of course, he was an old relic, an iconic figure in the Ohio State football era. And, of course, John Johnson, the manager of Buster Douglas, the man that, you know, brought Buster, him and Peyton Scherer, to the greatest upset in maybe boxing history, if not sports history. Of course, 38-1, Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. Okay, but John Johnson, I mean, these guys, they were all together. John Johnson was a smart man. He was a coach for Woody Hayes. He was his backfield coach, his defensive backfield coach. There's pictures of Coach Hayes and John Johnson on the internet and things like that. So he was a coach for him. And then he became a boxing manager, semi-promoter. He promoted Alexander Zolkin and people like that after he made all that money, of course, with Buster Douglas. Buster laid down like a dog against Evander Holyfield in his first title defense, of course, after winning the World Heavyweight Championship. The meltdown of Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson, being turned into aluminum foil. February 1990. Man, what an upset that was, huh? 38-39-1, whatever it was. And I know a couple of guys actually bet. I think Ron Borges, the copycat, I call him the copycat because he used to steal my stuff and then put it in his column. Some of these news were gleaned from internet news reports, things like that. But he bet some money. I think he bet $500 or $1,000 on Buster Douglas at 38-1. I kid you not. And then he bet money on Evander Holyfield at like 15-1 or something like that. So he made some big money. Ron Borges, not a dumb guy when it comes to betting. But the bottom line is, of course, Buster Douglas won the World Heavyweight Championship, looked fantastic in winning the World Heavyweight Championship, took Mike Tyson apart, beat Mike Tyson up, got up off the deck from Mike Tyson dropping him with a hard shot, of course, and then finished Mike Tyson off. Mike was like fumbling around the canvas, remember, looking for his mouthpiece, trying to get up, and referee Octavio Moran counted him out. A TKO winner in 10 rounds was the new World Heavyweight Champion out of Columbus, Ohio, Buster Douglas. But, you know, I do remember I went back with Buster and spent some time with him after he won the championship, like May or June, because school wasn't out yet, because we went to his high school in Columbus, Ohio, and did a presentation there. We did a little tour in my limo all around Columbus, Ohio, with the heavyweight champion Buster Douglas. So it was either May or June of 1990, and I went back to Columbus, Ohio, and Buster wasn't the most disciplined guy in the world. In fact, you know, he liked to hang out at buffets. I mean, he was just an eater. I mean, we ate like four or five times a day. I couldn't keep up with them. They ate so much. They had, J.D. McCauley, his co-trainer, he had a barbecue place. Okay, so they were ordering ribs all the time. There were ribs coming to the Buster Douglas office. Buster was up to like almost 300 pounds. That's what he had to come down from. That's the only way, like, what did he weigh, like 240 pounds when he stepped in the on the scale, and then all the media guys go running out of the weighing room when he fought Evander Holyfield in October of 1990. I think it was at Caesar's Palace in the Mirage. It was in the Mirage in Las Vegas, because Steve Wynn paid Buster Douglas $24 million to defend his title there that night against Evander Holyfield. But once Douglas weighed in so heavy and people saw his body was like fat and out of shape, okay, and he had been making weight in the sauna at the Mirage Hotel. I kid you not. He was ordering pizzas from the California Pizza Kitchen. That was a restaurant then in the lobby of the Mirage Hotel. He was ordering pizzas and having them delivered to the sauna. I kid you not. He was eating pizza in the sauna. You go in the sauna, the idea of going in the sauna is to try to lose water weight and things like that. But Buster, he was grubbing on California pizza. Anyway, of course, he laid down. And I have to put it, I have to be real on this one. He laid down like a dog in the third round, sort of covered his eyes for, you know, so he didn't want the light bothering him, things like that. And Mills Lane counted him out. And I remember Mills Lane, of course, the great Mills Lane, now sort of silenced by a strike, of course, a stroke. The Washoe County judge, the syndicated television talk show host, of course, as Judge Mills Lane. And then, of course, he was my broadcast partner on the Let's Get It On boxing series with Al Bernstein. But, you know, Mills Lane told me he could have got up. He was a referee. Mills says he just didn't want to get up. He just didn't want to get up, Buster Douglas, okay? So that's Buster's claim to fame, beating Mike Tyson and laying down like a pooch against Evander Holyfield. Of course, Evander Holyfield going on and then fighting Mike Tyson many years later. And when he did fight Mike Tyson, he lit Mike Tyson up not once but twice. Just had Tyson's number. Tyson knew it. Mike Tyson knew it. I mean, he knew it going in. He knew Evander Holyfield was going to be a challenge. And then Holyfield did butt him. There's no question about it. Holyfield's a dirty fighter. I mean, I don't mean dirty, like really filthy. I'm really blatantly dirty. But he butts a lot of people. He uses his head a lot. Devon Alexander, the guy out of St. Louis, the 140-pounder, 147-pounder now, I believe he does the same thing. Tim Bradley, he uses his head. A lot of these guys just use their head to get inside. You got to use your head sometimes in boxing to butt people, I guess. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're so wonderful. You're so marvelous. We're describing the Ring Talk family right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information.
You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money or anything. I didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before. And it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. What role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertainers I would watch were womanizers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It was better before. With the garbage and the smoke, it was better before.
Tower of Power Horns, Huey Lewis and Newsy. Super Stroke Land Band. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this hour. The upcoming hour, the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we talk about UFC 173 and the biggest upset in many, many years as far as the UFC is concerned, the world of MMA. I'm talking about UFC Bantamweight Champion Renan Borrell, no more the champion. Get a load of this. TJ Dillashaw, a guy that was only 10-2 coming into the fight, is a new world Bantamweight Champion. Of course, he's out of Sacramento, California. So that's an hour number two. Don't forget, next week, HBO Championship Boxing. Going to be a good fight. Carl Froch, of course, and this young man, Groves. They've done it before. Are they going to be able to put together such a great fight that they can do it again? Well, there was controversy the first time around. Both guys say this fight's not going to go the distance. It should be an entertaining HBO main event. That is May the 31st. And, of course, May the 31st as well, from the Berlin, Germany, Mark Munoz and Gegard Mousasi. And we'll talk about that in hour number two. That is the UFC main event on UFC Fight Night from Berlin. That is the 31st. So you've got boxing and mixed martial arts on television May 31st. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of boxing. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, we're here Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. And then Sunday, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The show is produced by Scott Cuddy, and I thank you for tuning in. 'Cause I love-